got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, I don't think any toolbox across the entire world is complete without a can of WD-40.
WD-40 to me is a... Now, I don't know this for sure. It always just felt Australian to me.
Sure.
Could be around the world. I don't care. I don't know. But it feels Australian to me. Like, always, I don't know if there's something my dad or my mum taught me. Mm-hmm. If you want to get by in life, if things go wrong, a piece of sandpaper and some WD-40 will get you out of a tough spot. It's a great thing to have.
It was actually first formulated in San Diego, California.
Right. So it's not an Australian
1953
thing.
Is when it was invented. And a whole bunch of people over the last week have been speculating online what WD-40 actually stands for. Do you actually know what it stands for?
Yeah.
What does it stand for?
It's like water displacement, but then it's like to the amount of like 40 times to get it to what it needs to be or something.
You're not far off. Water displacement is what W and D stand for. Mm. And the 40 is actually a reference to the 40th formula. It took them 40 formulas to get to the consistency that we know as WD-40 today. Yeah,
yeah. Do you know you can WD-40 too well?
What do you mean?
I've done it. So we had a squeaky bathroom door.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, hey, can you WD-40 the door? And I was like, now there's no resistance on the thing.
Oh, just flinging about.
Dude, it just slams into everything. And she's like, you did too much. And I was like, I didn't know.
Is there an anti-WD-40?
Yeah.
A water placement spray?
I just got grease and grease and dirt. And I was like, I don't know how to fix this now.
So many, and this is, I mean, I don't want to stereotype it here, but a lot of Americans questioning what the WD might stand for.
Okay.
Whistling doohickey.
When you use it, do you put the red, like, straw in to like pinpoint it?
I thought you
it.
Had to.
Well, yeah, well, you probably should. But yeah, I really like it because it targets it.
Yeah.
Targets it in there.
Someone else questioned where it might be Weight Watchers diet.
Why?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
American. Walt Disney was another suggestion. Yeah, yeah. Someone thought the Walt Disney Company came up with WD-40.
No, I feel like, look, water displacement, that's fine. I understand it. But for me personally, and because it always works, WD has always stood for, wow, done. Like that's how I feel it. And then you go like 40. Great.
Yep. 40 times.
40
done.
Times. Done. Thank you very much. WD-40, I fixed it. So, see, this is all about learning. Because, again, I just always assumed WD-40 was an Australian thing.
Right.
And that we were hiding this. We invented the black box and we were like, oh, how do we keep WD-40? We'll give them the black box. Give all planes black boxes. We'll keep WD-40. But that doesn't seem to be the truth.
No, so it's actually in shelves in 187 countries.
Damn. Wow, damn. See, there's heaps of different things we could use.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And if the skies were clear across Geelong and the Surf Coast, Jess, you've got 9 minutes left to see the solar eclipse. Don't look at it, though.
Don't look
at
it.
But in your peripheral, you can just kind of, there.
I think you can see it with like a box. You've got to make your own little box and cut the little windows out of it and stuff. I don't know. Sure. They did it on The Simpsons once.
Started from a little bit earlier today, about 1:30 until 3:30. What's, as you said before, Jess, WA probably the best place to see it. John on the Surf Coast today has put on a cloud spectacular.
But as per usual.
Apparently affecting animals, affecting people.
Well, yeah. Apparently the solar eclipse is meant to spark change in people. So maybe today if you're feeling a little bit anxious, you're feeling a little bit, I've got to make a big decision.
Okay.
Today might not be the day to make a big decision.
In the office, one of the team members here, Kendra, and we've got her to come into the studio now. Hello, Kendra.
She's bowing at us.
Namaste.
Now, Kendra, Jess and I were discussing because we've been seeing a few calls and messages from people. But we feel like you're probably in this world more than Jess and I, and I feel like it's a one-sided coin at the moment.
Yep.
You're into like charging crystals.
Yep.
You go to that the pink shop.
Our Satellite Hearts.
Our Satellite Hearts a lot.
Absolutely.
I see you there a lot.
Absolutely.
You were saying you didn't know today was a solar eclipse.
No.
Okay.
But is it making sense now the last few days?
Yes. Well, that's what I was saying before. The last couple of days I have been in a very strange headspace.
Okay.
Not the best. Quite negative. I think I used the word filthy.
Filthy, yes. Right?
Yep. Same, right?
Just waking up not feeling good.
And then all of a sudden today, solar eclipse happens.
And I feel amazing.
Totally.
I woke up just bing. Well, so excited to be here.
Potentially. Because, and I'm not trying to diminish anything. Because say if Jess says to me, she's like, oh, I'm feeling a bit average, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you had a massive weekend. You drove all day on Monday, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, yeah, fair enough. Are you just happy that your boss isn't in today in the promotions department?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And no, I do really miss him.
Okay.
I'm sure he's listening now.
Because is this something where now, because we're past the time the solar eclipse is doing anything.
Yeah.
It's genuine. I like learning. What happens now? Is it when, what is your most into thing about this whole dealio?
Well, I think that when there are changes like this, it is good to come up with a set of goals and start manifesting what it is that you want to do in this next period.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
do you want to set some goals, Jess?
Sure. I want to be less hostile towards you.
I also want Jess to be
something
less
realistic, Jess.
Hostile towards myself.
Fair enough.
All right.
Fair
and
enough.
Kendra, thank you for coming in. Any goals you want to set just before we get you out of studio?
Yeah, be less nervous on air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
for having me.
Whistling the way home, listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And every Thursday for years, Jess, we've been doing this segment. We think it works better for our friendship, our working relationship. If we disagree on something, we get someone else to decide who's right in the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
This week, things are a little bit different.
I'm so excited. We haven't disagreed on anything this week.
You and I aren't the ones disagreeing. In fact, we're bringing a case forward on our partners.
Let's get into it.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. In the courtroom of Tim and Jess, like we just said, normally if we disagree, we get someone else to decide who's right. You and I was saying to you, I was like, can you believe the audacity of my wife, right? So we were at home the other day and we're at a rental at the dishwasher at our place. They got a new one recently. So we were like, how exciting. That wasn't working. And I realized it had the sticker, like the, what's it called?
The like protective film.
Yeah, the protective film on it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to rip it off. And my wife was like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, thank you. And I was like, can you believe it? And then you also have a shared experience.
Yeah, because constantly, and ever since my partner Akshay and I moved in together, it's been much worse because he brought a whole bunch of his stuff into our house and it's all got the...
Yeah, I'm already against it.
He's got all the protective film. So I've been kind of, and no one tell him I did this, but I've been taking stuff off like one piece at a time.
Peeling it off?
Yeah, I peeled it off the microwave because it looked all like bubbly and stuff because he's had it for 7 years. So it looked just like terrible. Yep. So I just took it off and a brand new microwave.
You and I, we have like obviously the radio station, lots of recording equipment.
Yeah.
We've got a brand new piece of equipment just like an hour ago. I peeled it off because it was on there.
Such a good feeling.
Because the tech dean was like, no, don't take it off.
What you going to do?
Can't change it now.
Wow. 52232955. We need a judge, someone to have the final say.
Because this happens on the front of microwaves, like you were saying. It happens on lots of new
TVs.
Things with screens.
Oh. Yeah. So satisfying pulling that one off the TV.
It is.
52232955. Do you leave the protective film on the appliance or do you peel it off?
Give us a call. You be the judge. Jess and I are in a shared, shared space in the courtroom on the same side. And unfortunately, both of our partners are unavailable to stand up for their side of it, which is a shame because hearing the other side of the argument, which let's pretend, I'll pretend to be my wife. You pretend to be your partner. Oh, don't. Well, that seems just childish. But I'm trying to help. I'm trying to be on your team here, Jess. 52232955. The first person to call through, the way this works, as always, you are the judge. You get final say, especially if someone's going like Harvey Norman this weekend. They could have an absolute ball. Peel, 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 peel. Lockie from Teesdale, Your Honour, it matters what you think today in the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Good afternoon, all right.
Oh, thank you, Your Honour. Lockie, I will let you know, your humble judgeship, is that what they call them?
I'll just stop everything you're trying to say.
The jury has put their votes in. 81% of the jury think you should take the plastic off.
Great.
Which is very good for our side of the defence. But please, continue, Lockie. How do you feel about plastic on items?
Look, I wasn't going to go to the jury. I was ruling in favour of you guys. Take the plastic off.
Take it off.
Leave it on. You're an animal.
You're an animal.
Because I understand from their side of the table that it's protective. It's there for a reason, to protect screens, to protect these different buttons. But the enjoyment of peeling it off is far greater.
Forget the enjoyment. Lockie, how crap does it look when... The plastic's been...
Awful.
Oh, my God.
It's there for transport. It's not there for use. It's there for transport.
Yes,
take it off.
Lockie.
Just three people agreeing aggressively.
Everyone loves it.
Lockie, I'm going to hand you the gavel. Make it official, Your Honour. When it comes to peeling or not peeling, what's your verdict?
Peeling.
Boom. Yeah. Lockie, Your
Honour.
Sounds
appealing to me, Tim.
All right. Well, Lockie, I'm sorry about that. I appreciate you being the judge. We're back. You know what? I disagree. You know what? Keep the peel on. I'm not a fan.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And whether you've driven to Warren Ponds at the moment or you've been hearing it on the radio, you're probably aware that Silver Circus Spectacular is on at the moment. Now, it's a modern circus with a twist. Warren Ponds on until April 30. Go and check it out for yourself.
If you've never seen the Silver Circus before, it is honestly a very spectacular evening.
You've got to go inside the Wheel of Destiny in the past, Jess. Don't say the word. They changed the name of what the wheel was, and we don't say that word anymore.
Oh, okay.
So you've got to experience the Wheel of Destiny.
It was terrifying, yeah.
But great fun.
Yeah,
now,
and thrilling to watch,
now,
right?
We would, obviously, because at work here we're speaking about it a lot, and the common theory with the circus is, I'll run away and I'll join the circus.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be fun to discuss, I'll do you do me.
Okay.
What you think... Or we think we would run away for the circus for.
Well, if we're talking Silver Circus specifically.
I'd like to keep it broad. Let's go super generic circus theory.
I immediately put you as one of the dinosaur trainers.
Right. If they have got dinosaurs.
The Silver Circus have got dinosaurs. I think you would be one of the people that led the dinosaurs.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, because I'll be honest with you, mate. I was trying to think. I was like, what would Jess excel at? Because excel, that's the whole reason you're in the circus, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's something that
you're
putting
you don't on a
see.
Show.
Yeah. So I had to, it was for you more, it was ruling things out.
Dance, isn't it?
Well, no.
I'm a great dancer.
Ruling things out. So immediately trapeze.
Nah.
Gone. Fired
You've
out of
You've seen me in the tree. Yep. Wasn't great.
Yeah, you did climb a tree. That was a very emotional experience. getting fired out of a cannon.
No, thanks.
That's a no.
I could see you coming out of a cannon, though.
Thank you. I would love to be shot at.
Yeah.
If we are
You're
doing...
You're also a smaller dude, so you'd fit well into the cannon barrel.
Oh, I think my hips would get stuck.
You do have a dump truck, yes.
Okay.
We have said that often.
Thank you.
The dump truck would get in the way of the cannon
barrel. Referring to my behind as a dump truck. I thought potentially, and I know, like, when absolutely against animal cruelty, and we know that a lot of circuses don't do this anymore, like standard, typical, generic circus, how do you think you got lion taming?
Oh,
or if it's not a lion, what
like
animal
old school?
What animal would you be willing
to... I think
to,
me and the monkeys would hang out pretty well.
The monkey tamer. Wow.
Well, I think we have similar interests. So.
You didn't have to say that about yourself, mate, you know? I'm trying to... I figured out you could also work in ticketing.
Sure.
Would you like a ticket?
I've got you shooting out of a cannon with your dump truck and you put me in ticketing.
Yeah. Well, mate, people are going to buy the tickets.
I'm a dancer, Tim.
People have got to buy the tickets at the start of the tent. You could...
you know where you'd find me? You'd find me with the popcorn. That's where you'd find me.
You could do... I could see you on one of those unicycles with juggling or something like that.
I've never been able to juggle.
But it's about
what
learning
if I,
things.
What if I told people I'll pretend to juggle and you just believe me that I'm doing it? It's happening.
Well, I feel like that would get you... Again, run away for the circus. I'm not sure if the ringmaster would keep you around for much longer.
I could be ringmaster for sure. Mm. You're telling me I can't command a crowd?
Yes.
I...
Sorry. Should I draw that out to make it a bit less... Heavy? Yes.
I will put your dump truck into a cannon. Watch
honestly, if it like, you know how there's like bucket list of things you want to do before you die? Being fired out of a cannon is like one up, is really high up there. So absolutely.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
It's great since the AFL season's back up and running, Jess, and especially this Saturday night. Cats' first home game at GMHBA Stadium against the Swans. Premiership flag unfurling. It's going
to
be great.
We were chatting to Lingy about unfurling the Premiership flag. It sounds like it's going to be really emotional.
I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but he did say to us he is involved in the flag unfurling. So, and some other past Geelong champions as well. So if you're lucky enough to be able to get a ticket, I know this year in particular with the works going on at the stadium, tickets are going to be trickier than usual, especially if you had one of those, like, this is my seat all the time and it doesn't exist currently. That is a bit of a doozy, but great to see the Cats back in town. I live right near the stadium. I got the little note in my letterbox.
Oh, here's like, when your parking's going to be messed up?
Yeah, pretty much. And even last night I saw they were trialling some new lights. It was like the bat signal up in the sky. I got home from trivia and I was looking, like, Batman, where is he? but there was something, because I went to Gather Round, I've spoken about it a couple of times in Adelaide over the last weekend, and so did a guy that we work with, Jess, named Chappie. From, is there any video you see here at K-Rock?
Chappie had his grubby little hands on it.
Yep. And he won. He's a North Melbourne member, and him and his dad won this experience, right? Like through the football club.
Chappie is like an enigma.
He wins everything.
He wins everything.
Yep, he won one of those Foxtel competitions when he was like 10, when you would do the Simpsons marathons back in like 2008.
It was like, count how many donuts, and he did it, and he won. Yeah.
And he was saying because he won this experience, so like flights, accommodation, everything. He was in the Virgin Lounge flying home from Gather Round in Adelaide, and he said that there were so many AFL players around him because they were all leaving the same time.
Of course.
And he said he was sitting next to like a couple Essendon players, Carlton players. He was speaking to some North Melbourne players, and he was showing me some photos. And he was like, oh, yeah, I got some photos with this player and I got photos with this player. And I was sitting back, and I don't know why. The idea. He was like, oh, who would you get a photo with? And I was like, no one. I would not ever ask for a footballer to get a photo with him. And
you're really awkward about stuff like that, though. Like, even if it was someone you were, like, obsessed with.
I would only do it through work.
Yeah?
So I would say, like, I love Hugh Jackman. I've spoken to you, and this is more related, but Hugh Jackman's, like, one of my favourite celebrities.
Hugh Jackman is walking down Moorabool Street.
Leave him alone.
You wouldn't go up to him.
Absolutely not.
Out of fear, like, why is Hugh Jackman walking down Marble Street?
Yeah, or it can't be Hugh Jackman. No, just let them live their life.
Right.
Uninterrupted. Because I imagine that's the worst part of being well-known. Like, imagine, especially, like Joel Selwood, the poor bastard.
Yeah.
I saw him in Rebel Sport a few months ago. And he was there for, I reckon, 40 minutes. Different people coming because he's so nice. He's never going to turn him away.
100%, I love it.
No. Because I'm a massive Essendon fan, if I saw Dyson Heppel or Matthew Lloyd or Kevin Shea or something, I would go up and speak to them and whatever.
But you would never ask for a photo.
I don't like bothering people. It's a weird thing because it's something that your brain goes, no, yes, no, no, yes, no, 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 yes, no, no. It's a weird little dance.
What's the worst they're going to say?
No.
They'll say no.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, okay.
And never try again. That's what happens. You don't want to be a bother to someone.
Nah, good on Chappie. See, this is why he's got a go-getter attitude. That's why he always wins.
Well, he doesn't win. He makes the videos.
Yeah.
And they are great.
They are great.
So maybe that's his attitude showing through through video. So if you get to work with Lingy. You see people come up and he's so giving with
his
time. I
love watching people come and talk to Lingy because he is just like Joel Selwood, just will not say no to anybody.
Yeah,
if you
so
ever
lovely.
See Lingy out, he will do anything he can to make your day.
Actually, now that we're on the topic, if you see Lingy, absolutely go up and speak to him.
Goodbye! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.